You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to your daily dose of entertainment news. I'm your host Nikhil. News from Hollywood up next. Lily Gladstone, known for her role in Killers of the Flower Moon, is taking on another captivating project as she leads the cast of the remake of The Wedding Banquet. Bone Yang and Kelly Marie Tran star alongside Gladstone and will play pivotal roles in this adaptation of Ang Lee's 1993 romantic comedy. Directed by Andrew Ahn, the film is set to commence filming next month in Vancouver. The story revolves around two best friends orchestrating a sham wedding to fulfill personal needs, leading to unforeseen complications when familial expectations come into play. The remake promises a heartfelt reimagining of the original tale, with Gladstone and Tran portraying a couple navigating the complexities of love, commitment, and cultural traditions. Ang Lee, co-writer of the original, expressed excitement for this fresh interpretation, underscoring the enduring relevance of the story. Moving on, Pierce Brosnan, renowned for his portrayal of James Bond, ventures back into the realm of espionage in A Spy's Guide to Survival, directed by Simon Barry. Marking Barry's directorial debut, the film centers on a retired spy coerced back into action. Brosnan's collaboration with Barry promises an intriguing narrative, blending seasoned spy tropes with contemporary twists. As the enigmatic spy genre legend gears up for another thrilling performance, anticipation builds around the film's release, although an official date is yet to be announced. Brosnan's resurgence in spy cinema adds another layer to his illustrious career, complementing recent roles in diverse projects such as Black Adam and Mamma Mia! Sequels. Moving on, the eagerly awaited Peaky Blinders movie, helmed by Steven Knight, is slated to commence filming in September. Cillian Murphy is confirmed to reprise his iconic role from the series, adding to the anticipation surrounding the film. With a larger budget promised and a stellar cast expected, including Murphy, Knight hints at a production that will elevate the Peaky Blinders universe to new heights. While plot details remain shrouded in secrecy, Knight suggests a focus on the next generation of characters while maintaining ties to the Shelby family legacy. Fans can anticipate a rollercoaster of emotions from shock to delight as the film promises to deliver the signature intrigue and intensity synonymous with the Peaky Blinders franchise. Moving on, excitement mounts as Heartstopper gears up for its third season, set to debut in October on Netflix. The acclaimed series based on Alice Oseman's graphic novels sees the addition of esteemed actors Hayley Atwell and Eddie Marsan alongside newcomer Jonathan Bailey. Atwell portrays Diane offering wisdom to Nick amidst the complexities of love, while Marsan plays Jeff, Charlie's therapist, guiding him through life's challenges. Bailey's cameo as Jack Maddox promises a captivating twist. Season 3 delves into Charlie and Nick's evolving relationship amid school life, social events, and looming decisions about their future. As the school year unfolds, viewers can anticipate a blend of emotional highs and lows, anchored by the series' trademark heartwarming moments. Next up, Bollywood enthusiasts have reason to rejoice as Akshay Kumar and Priyadarshan, the dynamic duo behind hits like Hera Fairy and Bhool Bhulaiya, are set to collaborate once again after a hiatus of 14 years. Their latest venture is a horror fantasy film infused with humor, backed by Ekta R. Kapoor. Priyadarshan, in an interview with Hindustan Times, disclosed that the film would delve into the realm of black magic, offering a fresh take on India's age-old superstition. While drawing parallels with their previous work, Priyadarshan emphasized that this project would explore fantasy elements distinct from their psychological thriller Bhool Bhulaiya. Praising Akshay Kumar's emotive prowess, Priyadarshan expressed excitement about reuniting with the actor for a subject that promises to be both entertaining and engaging. With details about the plot and cast yet to be unveiled, audiences eagerly await this collaboration, anticipating a spellbinding blend of thrills and laughter from two stalwarts of Indian cinema. Time now to look at the last piece of news. Aamir Khan's much-anticipated project Sitare Zameen Par is set to capture hearts with its poignant narrative and compelling performances. Directed by R.S. Prasanna, the film, an adaptation of the Spanish sports dramedy Campeones, marks Khan's return to socially relevant storytelling as it explores the challenges and triumphs of individuals with Down syndrome. As the shooting progresses, Khan is gearing up to kick off the next schedule in New Delhi, immersing viewers in the vibrant backdrop of iconic locations like Red Fort, Lodhi Garden, Old Delhi, and Thyagraj Stadium. With a focus on the Paralympic Games, the film promises a captivating narrative centered on headstrong basketball coach tasked with mentoring a Special Olympics team comprising talented individuals with diverse learning disabilities. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.